Welcome to the Chronic Podcast with host Ralph Malvro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malvro.
All right, welcome to the Chronic Podcast. It has been exactly one day since Junior Gallette has done something dumb. I'm joined by Andrew Juge of the Saints Nation, our fearless leader, Dave, who dominated Twitter. He made a collage proving Junior Gallette's guilt and dominated Twitter for like 10 whole minutes.
You know, that might be the Mount Vesuvius of Saints blogging history right there.
Like, the best part was to all the Gallette truthers, ... and then he just dropped the collage. So, Dave, like, take us through just real quick. Like, how did you think of it? How did you put it? How long did it take you to, like, come up with the idea and, like, put it all together?
It didn't take me long at all. And I was glad that I had the day off on Saturday and I was kind of just hanging around the computer. Normally that's not the case. But
no, I think the biggest question, first of all, is how is your wife cool with you just, like, ditching her and the kids to do this?
She wasn't around. I forget what she was doing, but she kind of wasn't around. I kind of only just ditched the kids. I kind of just, like, told the kids to, like, I was like, go play in traffic for an hour. Daddy needs to vlog. No, but, like, so... And employer came out, well, we don't know if that's him. Everybody started scrambling and, like, trying to find ways to prove that it was actually him. And, you know, my first thing was I was comparing, you know, photos of him, and the first thing I sent out was, you know, the ear, comparing the ear and the pock mark on his forehead, but that really wasn't that strong. And then as soon as Nick Underhill found that picture on Instagram of all the guys at the beach, and I said, that's them. I said, that's them. So I kept going through the video, and I just kept stopping at different points to find each individual guy, and I took a screen. This is all done on Microsoft Paint, by the way.
Top of the line.
Yeah. And I, fortunately, I was able to get a decent enough screen grab of each guy by himself. And I was like, well, how can I do this? And so I took the Instagram photo, and obviously I assigned everybody numbers in that Instagram
photo.
Yeah,
I really liked the enumeration. That really made it
professional.
That was kind of the smoking gun, if you will.
And as I kept going along, you know, I found the first guy I found was the guy with the hat and the camo shorts. And I said, okay, well, this is definitely them. And then I just kept going through the video, and I kept finding the second guy and the third guy. And I said, well, this is great. And then the fifth guy with the blue shirt, the blue tank top and the leopard print striping. I mean, that was a dead giveaway. And as soon as I found that guy, I was like, well, this is dead proof. So, I mean, I just put it all together in one MS Paint document. And I was like, bam, this is it. He's caught red-handed. This is definitely him.
Boom.
And then of course the fact that he deleted his Instagram, you know, I think that looks guilty too. So,
well, here's my question, Dave. So, you know, his lawyer's already come out and denied it, right? And maybe I shouldn't even say your name. Maybe I should call you something different. But how nervous are you now? I mean, we know that Junior Gallette is a crazy person. Like, do we need to put you in protective custody?
maybe. You know, the thought did cross my mind, especially if Gallette actually does get suspended or whatever. Who knows how angry he'll be, and if he's not under contract anymore, and he might have less of a reason to care about how he acts. Obviously, we already know how he acts when he's a multimillionaire and has a big fat contract. It concerned me a little bit. I, you know, like we discussed, I'm just as nervous about some stupid Saints fan who legitimately thinks he's innocent and thinks that I'm like.
I did not see any of them.
Forget that. Let's pretend he's guilty of sin. You've caught him red-handed, okay? And nothing bad is going to happen to you. No, there's not. Gillette's not going to do anything. There's not going to be any crazy Saints fan. But you, my friend, he was going to get off. His lawyer made the comment, right? Everyone was going to be cool with, like, oh, it's not Junior Gillette. We'll take your word for it. All good. We can't prove it. But now Canal Street Chronicles delivers the smoking gun. And you,
somebody else would have put the pieces together.
Well, you say that, I
think so.
But your post, your tweet blew up.
I know.
And so I'm just saying, if you cost the Saints double-digit sacks this year.
Yeah.
First of all, everybody wanted Gillette gone. So, I mean, if you're looking at it that way, I feel like I did most Saints fans a favor by giving them reason to get rid of
him. Because Kikaha is going to have 30 and a half sacks.
I'm just saying, if you cost the Saints production on the field,
I wouldn't feel bad, and honestly, if something that I did really had that profound of an effect on the team as a lowly blogger, I would have to consider that possibly the highlight of my 7-8 year blogging career. And look, I come from a whole family of lawyers. My mother, my father, my brother, my sister-in-law, some politicians in my background as well on my father's side.
And they all fucking lie.
Put pieces together and would have done it. And I'm not the reason, you know, Gillette's the one out there swinging the belt. I'm not the one that makes him guilty. I'm just the one that put him together and just proves that he's in fact the one.
You're just the lead investigator.
But the fact of the matter is that I truly believe that both the Saints and the NFL already knew that was Gillette. If the Saints had already sent that video to the NFL, and I don't believe that they would have sent the video to the NFL if they didn't very, very, very much believe or know for a fact that was Gillette.
Okay, well that brings us to the next point. Right after I remind you people, we're sponsored by the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court. You can go there. You can't
watch that in.
You can't. I know. You can't watch LSU baseball because they crashed and burned. You can watch Women's World Soccer. That's banned at our house because my wife is a chauvinist and she hates all women's sports and she does not allow them on the TV. I'm kind of okay with that. So you can go there, the Pelican House, 25.
I don't know. I'm kind of into the World Cup women's soccer. Not gonna lie.
Whatever.
I mean, if the USA is out, then forget it. I'm not going to watch fucking China and Norway.
You're not going to watch China and Canada?
No, but I'm into it as long as the U.S. is in.
Yeah, so the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You should support them because they support us. Kevin's trying to call us back in Skype. He's probably, he's dropped his phone in his wrestling tights or something. But that brings us to the next point. Dave, you had a post today on Canal Street Chronicles. And here's the thing. As much as I really believe that the Saints are like, they want to be done with Junior Gillette, they probably, like, Mickey Loomis probably just, like, drinks Johnny Walker Black in his office, just like, how could I have done that contract? Jesus, if I just waited. If we just waited a year.
I think it's moonshine.
Moonshine. God damn it. I always wait till the last possible minutes to sign these players. Never sign them early. I do it once, and it blows up in my face. So, but I really believe that they probably want to get rid of them. But here's the thing. Andrew, are we, as Saints fans, if you want Gillette gone, you have to hope that the Ginger Hammer, a.k.a. Roger Goodell, drops the discipline hammer on him.
Yeah.
And then you can get out from under the contract. And that, as a Saints fan, having to count on Goodell to get them out of this mess, it makes me sick.
Yeah, I wonder if he would not suspend Gillette just to spite the Saints.
He might.
But I think the main thing, it does make me sick to my stomach. The funny thing about all this is that you look at the two incidents. You look at the first one where kind of circumstantial evidence, a little bit of he said, she said.
Yeah.
The whole thing has kind of been dropped in court. And so now and this girl's nowhere to be found, I think, and she's kind of not pursuing this. So I think that, in a vacuum, probably would have gone away, and he probably would have escaped that with no suspension. And I think the 2013 thing, that happened 2 years ago. Again, he's deleted Instagram. Unless you're going to use Canal Street Chronicles as evidence, you can't really refer back to that. I think it, I mean, the lawyer said it's not him. I think that's kind of, you know, hearsay too. And so in a vacuum, he would probably get off with no suspension on that too.
Don't forget his Instagram of, or whatever he posted yesterday of his.
No, that was a Snapchat. Let's be accurate.
That was Snapchat. Sorry.
I think you combine the two on top of just a general combative and immature and unprofessional demeanor. And I think he is staring at a suspension. I really do. And
we know
Goodell's not lenient.
Six, eight?
Well, 6 games is the minimum now, right, for domestic abuse?
Yeah.
Now we have – look, we remember Ray Rice, right? We remember that situation, and, you know, he kind of got a slap on the wrist until the video came out, and that was the smoking gun.
But here's the thing,
if they determine that's – and it wasn't domestic, you know, so you got to make the distinction there. He's in a brawl. Now, regardless of – he is hitting a woman, and that's significant. But I think when you look at – it's not someone that was at his domicile. You look at all these people that are kind of rushing him, you know, and he's kind of in this melee of a brawl. And so he's not really looking at gender. He's not – he doesn't know who's coming at him. I mean, there's a lot of unknown context there.
And here's the thing. They don't have a – like a, they don't have – they haven't had anybody come forward.
Right. There's
a
no
– woman or
no
a dude
charge.
That's like, Junior Gallette was killing, trying to whip people with belts. He hit me. I got wounds. I got – like, no one's come forward.
Yeah.
So, like,
so I think if he's getting suspended, it's like a combination of all this circumstantial stuff. And it's like, look, dude, I don't know what you're guilty of, but you keep fucking up. So we're going to slap you with this 4-game suspension or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but I mean, again,
but,
I think in a vacuum, you look at the two things on their own. I think most guys would get off on that kind of stuff.
And I think, look, Dave, people will probably listen to this podcast like, oh, my God, Ralph's defending Gallette. I'm not really defending him. I want him to either be on the team or be gone in June. I'd like it to be resolved. The last thing you want is for him to be on the team, fuck up or something, and then he's suspended in the middle of the year or whatever. But
yeah. Well, here's the question. If you look at last season, right, the Saints were 31st in the NFL defensively, and without Gallette, they probably would have been even worse. We're probably approaching Spagnuolo territory without him. But the question is, would the Saints have been better off last year without him, including his production on the field, including the issues off the field? You take those two in tandem. Is the sum of those two parts, were the Saints better off with him not on the team last year?
Well, I say yes because they probably wouldn't. They might have lost to Tampa. They probably would have lost to Tampa both times. And instead of being 7-9, they'd have been 5-11. They got a better draft pick.
Dave?
I think they're probably a better team with him.
With him?
Yeah.
Including this year?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
now,
you got to
say
kinda,
this. Last year they had Edebali. Edebali was really the only backup they had last year, and he was a rookie, developing player. You know, he's come along. You know, he's a guy that you like in the rotation. And then on top of that, they spend some income in free agency to get Anthony Spencer. And in the draft, they get Kikaha and Davis Tall to
and
kind of help with the pass rush. Yeah, so I think they're set up to cushion this blow a lot more now than they were last year.
I get that. Here's
maybe they were expecting this blow in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing though, and I feel like a lot of people are doing this with Junior Gallette, and there's no, they're like, it'll be okay. They'll just scheme it. You know, he's not that good. He's not really elite. His sacks come against bad teams. Blah 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 blah. And they say, well, you know, that just like they'll do it with the passing game with Drew Brees, if they lose receivers, they can figure it out. But, Andrew, the Saints have no track record on defense at all to give you any – you can hope that it'll work out, but they have no history of being able to replace important key guys. Exhibit A is Jabari Greer. They lost him. Their secondary turned into a trash pile.
Jarris Bird.
So I'm just saying, while Junior Gallette's not this sort of elite player, I just don't think, like, their defense, man, it's not a death blow, but it's kind of like a pocket knife into the side. Like, to me, yeah. it's 10.5 sacks or however many. Hell just joined us. And I don't think it's as easily replaceable as...
Well, you're counting on two things. You're counting on two things. Either number one, Anthony Spencer dips into the fountain of youth. I don't know how likely that is. Or number two, Kikaha performs at a high level way early. In other words, he's performing way earlier than you expected him to.
Kevin.
You got to count on one of those two things.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's serious, attacking people on a belt, on a beach with a belt, and possibly a woman, whatever. But.
Kevin, did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Saints have a
long sordid history of stupidity. Andre Royal in a strip club after signing. Keith Poole trying to run away from a police officer and getting caught.
Albert Connell.
Don't
forget the two guys that got cut after they were like urinating in bushes and on women or something.
The hazing under Dick. Oh, where they beat Cam Cleveland with a sack of coins. The dude almost
Andre Royal.
Jeff Danish almost fell to his death off of a second-story window through a plate glass window. So, Kevin, on the Saints stupid scale, where does Junior Gallette swinging a belt in a melee on a beach rank?
would Ted Gregory be proud?
Man, poor fucking Ted Gregory. Poor fucking Ted Gregory. That man was snaked from the get-go. I don't even look at it in the same way. That's two different area codes as far as I'm concerned, man.
Should Tevin get on Wikipedia and read his bio again?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm on my phone in the car, so I'd have to pull over to do that. But even still, I might start laughing again because that – oh, terrible. The Junior Gallette thing – I hate trying to be, like, instant historian, like the Dan Shanoff type, either the best thing or the worst thing ever. But if this isn't the worst thing, it's pretty fucking bad. It's pretty high up there because, I mean, for fuck's sake, he hit a woman with a belt. Like, he decides to come run in. Like, it's one thing to go running in and, like, knock some guys off of a brawl or whatever. Like, fuck, I suppose if I was the size of a football player and, like, somebody was, like, beating up one of my buddies, I'd run up and give him a nice heave-ho. Because, I mean, you're on a beach. It's not like you're shoving him into like, a concrete wall or anything. But the second he starts fucking taking that belt off and swinging it around, it starts to be like, this... getting bad. And then when he hits that woman just walking up to him, you're like, oh dude, no. And then he keeps doing it. And you're like,
it's bad.
Why?
All right, but let me ask this and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. He hit a woman and that's unforgivable, and I agree with that point of view, but just throwing this out there, two questions for you. Number one, does it make a difference that this happened in 2013, or is that completely irrelevant? And number two, is the fact that this wasn't domestic abuse. In other words, it wasn't a woman living with him, and he wasn't, like, imposing, you know, his strength and his bullyish attitude or whatever. Like, does it make a difference that this wasn't a domestic thing, and it was just, like, in the middle of a brawl on the beach? Like, do either of those two things make any difference to you?
The domestic or not domestic thing, no. That plays no difference with me. The 2013 thing, for some reason, I could see somebody making an, like, I would be more tempted. I'm more tempted to be swayed by that for something, but to what end, I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, like, discipline has to be fucking laid down, because here's the thing. It happened in 2013, and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. Like, I don't know what the statute of limitations are legally for something like that, because who knows what level of assault that could be, or even if that is assault.
See, I don't think –
No charges filed.
So here's the thing, though. This just came out now. So the team – like, if I'm the team, I'm coming out and suspending him immediately. Like, he's getting suspended immediately, because don't fucking rely – on Roger Goodell to do anything. Don't fucking give that asshole a chance to do anything.
But can you suspend him for, I mean, like, conduct detrimental? I mean, what are you suspending him for?
Well, I mean, you look at the Vikings and with Adrian Peterson, and you look at the Panthers with Greg Hardy. I mean, there's definitely precedent for teams basically saying, hey, you need to go deal with this, figure it out, and you're on paid leave.
Do you think the Saints are going to put him on paid leave? I mean,
you know, I think an interesting layer.
He'd have to be a mess in that. I mean, he'd have to just be a mess.
No, I don't think it's so much with Peterson that, I mean, I can't speak for Hardy, but with Peterson, I don't think it was so much that he was a mess in the locker room. I think it was just that the timing was really bad.
And sponsors revolted.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think it was a PR move. You know, and I think to a certain degree with Hardy, the Panthers were trying to keep him on the roster forever and let the league deal with it. And finally they caved because they were getting so much outside pressure from the media.
Yeah, well, Greg Hardy is kind of awesome at sacking the quarterback.
Yeah, he is. But
I mean,
it's
not defending it, but I mean, at least the Panthers, at least on one level, like, you kind of understood why they wanted him to play.
No, of course. But I'm just saying that they finally caved, and I think, you know, so far the Saints aren't getting that kind of pressure to suspend Gallette like these other teams were. But eventually they might have to as a PR move.
It's weird. The fan base Dave, I can't remember. Throw out a name for a guy that was as productive as Gallette. The fan base just are like, we're done with you. We want you gone.
Well, you know,
Aaron Brooks,
Jason David.
Jason
David was not productive. That's why they wanted him gone. Everybody wanted Jason David gone because he was definitely not productive. While they were playing, I think Aaron Brooks is pretty close to it. I mean, post career, obviously Darren Sharper. Now nobody wants anything to do with Darren Sharper, but all that happened after his career, not while he was playing. Until he got accused of rape, he was like a hero for what he did in just that one season or two seasons.
But
Kyle Turley.
No, people liked him. Helmet throwing. Right?
I mean, Brooks is close, but Brooks' final 2 years, he was kind of ugh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but you're talking. I mean, people are arguing that Aaron Brooks is the second or third best quarterback that the Saints have ever had. So, from if you're talking about production, Brooks definitely.
No, it's fair. That's a good one.
I mean, Joe Horn maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but Joe Horn had
he kind of declined, but yeah.
I mean, they didn't get rid of Joe Horn after. I mean, this would be the equivalent of the Saints kicking Joe Horn to the curb after 90 catches and 1,100 yards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Kevin.
I mean, you know what the best comparison is?
Who was that?
It's Chuck Muncy. Ooh. Chuck Muncy.
That is a fantastic. That's the winner. That's the winner because he in 78 and 79.
He was a Pro Bowler. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and they shipped him out because he was a locker room cancer and a cokehead.
Yeah. That's the winner. Andrew, congratulations. You know your Saints history. Chuck Muncy was fucking phenomenal. Like,
yes,
he was. Like, if you look at it, if you look at his stats and for Saints, you're like, oh, he's really good. But like, if you see him, he was just like this big ass running back in the 70s, like kind of not quite Earl Campbell, but close. So now the fun part, Kevin.
Well, hold on. I want to say one more thing about Gallette. An interesting layer to this too is that he's injured, and so suspending him means he's on his own for rehab. And if there's any chance the Saints want him to play again in 2015 for the team and help them, they want to monitor that rehab.
Oh yeah.
So just throwing that out there. Another interesting layer to this whole.
Well, and so he's got the Snapchat up where he's being rolled in a hospital hallway in a hospital gown by a nurse, and his family's walking behind him. And for 4 seconds, he's shaking his head, and he looks obviously either, you know, disappointed or upset or whatever. So, I mean, what are we supposed to make of that?
Now, his lawyer did say that that's unrelated to the pec injury, and we can totally trust his lawyer.
Yeah.
Right.
His lawyer looks right.
If there's one profession in this world you can trust.
I mean, what do we think that he's in? He's going in. He's getting that pec surgery that he kind of maybe needed or maybe didn't need. And he's doing it now while he still is an employee of the Saints. And he's doing it now because he knows he's going to be suspended, and so he might as well rehab while he's not eligible. I mean, do we think any or all of these things?
Well, actually, I think he's getting bionic implements put in him, so that way it'll be much easier for him to knock down your front door.
Well, there is the theory out there that Sean Payton, that he's basically getting the surgery now to prevent the Saints from cutting him. In other words, like,
right,
put me on IR, and I get paid my money, and, you know, if I get the surgery, I can't play. So, you know, basically it's a move by Gallette to ensure he keeps his money or whatever.
There's a theory out there. That's a good theory. So, Kevin, I'll start with you. Over-under in Las Vegas for Junior Gallette sacks is set for the Saints for the 2015 season at 1. Over under 1 sack for Junior Gallette in 2015 for the Saints.
Over.
Wow.
Over. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Ray Rice punched a woman in the face and knocked her the fuck out, and then dragged her unconscious body out of an elevator, and then kind of like left it and sort of like dropped it when he got caught, like a child getting caught peeing in the bathtub. So if that motherfucker only gets two?
He got two before the video.
Fucking four.
No, he got two, Kevin.
Oh.
But see, that's like, but you can't compare it to Ray Rice because Ray Rice, like, changed the whole paradigm of suspensions.
Right, but here's the thing, though. He's not going to get the entire season. I don't think they're going to suspend him the whole season. I think at most, they'll suspend him 8 games.
Yeah, I think he'll get 6. I agree.
I could see him getting suspended 8. He'll appeal, and it'll get talked down to 6. And then he'll come back, and I think the first few weeks he'll be rusty as fuck, and it'll piss all the fans off and all that other kind of horse shit. And then he'll have like 1 or 2 games where he'll have like multiple sacks, and then so he'll get over his 1.
Dave?
I don't think he plays another down for the Saints this year.
So you're going under?
So I would definitely take the under.
Wow.
I think that Payton and some other people, I don't think they want him on this team. I don't think they want him in the locker room. I think they're going to do whatever they need to do to make sure he doesn't play. Obviously, I think this whole video. Unsurfacing thing. It all has to do with I think the Saints trying to just somehow get rid of him. I don't know whether they're going to be able to like void his contract. I don't know what his suspension is going
to
be.
Wait, hold on. Are you suggesting the Saints had something to do with the video?
I think
like the timing of it or whatever.
I think it's totally possible that I wrote that this morning. I think it's totally possible that the Saints just were the ones that leaked the video.
I think the Saints are going to suspend or IR Gallette, and I just think they at this point have or are going to have the meeting, Andrew, where it's Sean Payton and it's Mickey Loomis, and Sean Payton just turns to Loomis and said, "We're eating the shit sandwich on Gallette. We're just going to eat the shit sandwich. Put him on IR. We're just eating it. We gave him the contract. We're in it together. We fucked up. Go upstairs. Tell old man Benson we're just going to eat the shit sandwich on Gallette. And I don't think he's going to play it down."
I completely agree with you, Ralph. I think that they've already resigned themselves to the fact that they don't want him involved and involved with this team. And if that was the case scenario, I'm sure that they're hoping that it doesn't have to come to that, and there's some way that they can get out of this. But I think if that was the last case scenario, yeah, I think they would have that conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, I think what Kevin said makes a lot of sense, and I think I'm on board with him in some regards. I mean, I think I could see Goodell giving him a 6-game suspension, and if he's healthy and he didn't have surgery, you know, maybe he comes back, and, you know, if he plays 12 games, he's definitely going to get more than one sack. So I'm on board with Kevin to a degree, but I think what you guys say makes a lot of sense too. And I think at the end of the day, I think the Snapchat for me was actually worse than the video, because, you know, he deletes Twitter, he deletes Instagram, and it's like, it's almost like this guy, he's a loose cannon. They can't control him.
He just can't help him. He cannot help him.
It's like every time he makes a mistake, he has to, like, raise the stakes and show the Saints, the media, the world. I don't know what he's trying to prove, but it's like he's got to one-up himself and be like, I don't give a shit what you guys think. I'm Junior Gallette, #body bodybag, and you guys can't stop me.
He's bad.
And should we not have seen some of this coming? I mean, he was a lunatic on Twitter. We've talked about it on this podcast.
It might be of all the contracts that the Saints have given out in the Sean Payton era, Andrew, it may be the worst.
Yeah, Charles Grant was pretty bad.
Charles Grant is a bad one, but this.
But you know, it's true. And if you look at really, well, the lesson we learn here is that the bigger the idiot on social media, you know, the more time they spend on it, and the more nonsensical they are. And I'm looking at Joe Morgan and Junior Gallette as kind of the prime suspects. Those are the two guys that have kind of had the most issues on the Saints.
The weird
thing is there's a pattern there.
Actually, I'm looking forward to him joining Foursquare because I want to see what he's going to be the mayor of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like he'll do something else. He does the Snapchat thing. He'll take that down and he'll delete that account. And then, yeah, he'll sign up for Foursquare and check in at the Superdome and put #body bodybag or something. You know, he'll do something stupid. He'll move on to the next social media platform.
Junior Gallette on Periscope could be phenomenal.
That would be good.
Periscope is like you can just broadcast like from your phone or wherever you are, like live, and people can watch.
Next, he's going to be sending nude photos on Tinder.
Is there something? We'll go around the horn real quick. Kevin, you can start. Is there something that Junior Gallette could do on social media now that you would go, I can't believe he just did that. That blew my mind. Is there anything he could do that you'd be like, I can't believe he just did that?
Does he have a Facebook page?
I mean, I still think dick pics would still be outrageous.
Really?
Yeah,
but I mean
that would surprise you at this point.
Yeah, but, I mean, like,
I'm like half expecting it. I think that's his next move.
I mean,
No. Dick pics on social media, like other athletes that have had dick pics leaked, it's because they either sent them to somebody who fucking made them public, or they inadvertently sent them to the wrong fucking person who then made them public. So. Like, I could see Junior Gallette, like, if Junior Gallette willingly took his own dick pic and then tweeted it out, like, that would be a big case of what the fuck. I could see, Here's the thing. He could join Twitter. He could rejoin fucking Twitter and be like, what's up, y'all? This account's only going to be here for like 5 minutes. Here's a big fucking penis.
And let me tell you.
Hey, now that you've said this, Kevin, the chances of him listening to this podcast and then doing it are pretty strong.
It is.
Let me tell you something. If that happens, I am not searching the internet for dick pics, trying to match up a dick to Junior Gallette's dick to prove that it is in fact Junior Gallette's dick. I am not doing that.
Now I want. I'm picturing you. I could see Dave
laboring. I could see Dave laboring through.
Every week we do this podcast.
Google images of big penises trying to match up Junior Gallette.
Every week we do this podcast, and I think how more ridiculous can we be? And Dave just said, "I am not going to CSI any dick pics."
Wrong. Dave's going to be. Look, Dave's in too deep on this one. It's going to be Dave's going to be pouring over Google images. Dave's going to be pouring over Google images at like 3 in the morning. His wife's going to be holding the baby. She's going to be dead tired in a bathrobe being like, honey, are you going to come to – when are you going to come to bed? Not yet, honey. I am so close to cracking this case. I'm so close.
Not right now, honey.
I'm looking at my bones.
Not right now, honey. I'm looking at penis.
I've got too many dick pics to look at.
Yeah. The Junior Gallette, I got it.
Wait a minute. He's going to print out pictures, and he's going to run into bed, and she's going to be like, oh, are you finally in the mood? No, honey, I need you to look. Does the curve on this mushroom tip right here look exactly the same as the curve on this mushroom tip?
There's a good reason we have the parental explicit marker on iTunes.
How many wrinkles on this mushroom tip, goddammit? I counted 9, but then I blinked and I'm counting 11.
Kids, earmuffs.
You could do a sex tape on Periscope live. That would be a social media first.
Holy living fuck. That would blow. Oh, man, that would be nuts.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, what's next? You know, this can't be the end. It just can't be.
I wish we need Junior Gallette, like, obviously not the belt swinger from 2013, but the body bag Junior Gallette was
belt
fun.
Swinger.
The belt swinger. He's the belt swinger. I'm trying to be, you know, politically correct.
You know, if you watch the video, too, he really needed the belt to hold up hands. His shorts really couldn't fly without the belt.
Yeah.
Wait,
it was an issue.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that after I put that whole collage thing together and I realized the whole thing about the belt, I went back to the Instagram photo to see if I could see him wearing the belt in the Instagram photo before he took it off to see if I could match the belt. That would have been brilliant.
Yeah. All right, we got a ton of Twitter questions, so we'll try to run through them as many as we can.
We just spent a whole podcast on Junior Gallette.
We did in the middle of June. Thank you, Junior. Kevin Murphy asked, Kevin, who hangs it up first, Henderson or Gajon? And are there any no-brainer frontrunners to replace either?
God, how old is Hokie? Because I want to say Hendu.
Hokie's in his 50s.
Henderson is definitely retiring before Hokie.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
I'm leaning Hendu, but it's like
Hokie's in like, bad shape physically, like from the football. Like
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like if you ever see him like walking, he's in better shape than he was, but he's in pretty
depends
pretty,
on if Hendu's going back to Vegas on the company dime or not.
No!
I did not say that. I said nothing.
Kevin, Andrew, after Turley, what was the best draft pick of the Ditka era?
Oh God!
Sammy Knight wasn't drafted.
I mean, I guess Ricky Williams.
Oh, right? Naomi was all right.
I mean, Ricky Williams was kind of okay for the Saints, and then he returned 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, I would say
it wasn't an awful pick. I mean, what we traded for him was awful, but he as a pick was not awful.
Dave Wallace asks, would Gallette get in the Saints Hall of Fame if he reenacted the belt video on Roger Goodell, belt whipping and all?
Oh, man. That could be his next move, actually. He it would certainly curry some favor. It would definitely swing the pendulum a little bit more in his favor as far as Saints are concerned. But I don't think that's enough to get in the Saints Hall of Fame, unfortunately.
Here's a question for you guys. If Gallette breaks the sack record in 2015, does he remain a Saint?
I don't think he's playing, so I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I would still say no.
Because here's the thing. Listen, if he's
you got trade value, right?
Exactly. If he
Kevin dropped out? You there, Held?
I guess so.
Yeah. Andrew, if
I know what Kevin was going to say. He always wants to trade for draft picks.
If only the secondary struggles, is it more on Dennis Allen or Rob Ryan?
That's a good question. I would tend to say Dennis Allen for a couple reasons. He was brought in as a position coach and kind of, hey, our backfield's a mess. Come in here and fix this. Not only that, but he was handed a lot of talent. I mean, Vaccaro and Pierce Bird are good players, and Raphael Bush is a good backup. Those guys were all hurt last year, but if they come back, and then you got Brandon Browner, and you got a lot of young corners that have potential that he can develop. So I think just purely based on the talent he's being given, I kind of feel like that's on Dennis Allen.
This is Adam Fauché. Dave, who do I need to talk to change the name of Lee Circle to the Meacher Roundabout?
That's pretty fucking funny. I don't really think that's a question. I think he just wanted to get that joke on air. So, and I applaud you because it's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm totally all about the Meacher Roundabout. All
right, Kevin.
I still vote Lee Zurich Circle.
Robert Fauché asks, Kevin, what degree of improvement will it take from our linebackers for people to get off the Fire Joe Vitt wagon? Pro Bowl?
Who's the last linebacker to make the Pro Bowl for the Saints? Mark Fields?
Vilma. Vilma made a Pro Bowl.
Vilma, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Vilma. Nobody has more job security on the Saints than Joe Vitt.
Yeah.
Joe Vitt's job is...
Joe Vitt knows where the pills are buried.
The thing is, they would move him to some front office position before they would fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew, this is a roster question. This is for you. If we only have one extra spot, do we keep an extra wide receiver or cornerback this year?
That's a good question. I mean, that question really doesn't boil down to receiver versus corner. It really boils down to special teams. And so that's the real question is who's the better gunner? You look at Courtney Roby was a guy in the past with the Saints who he wasn't really battling other Saints receivers. He was battling the sixth and seventh corner. And the big question was, who's better in the kicking game? So I would say corner. Just because you look at guys like a Brian Dixon, who was good on special teams last year, or maybe, I'm thinking of some of these fringe guys, Swan, the draft pick. They would be battling like a Jalen Saunders on special teams. So, I would guess corner, but I think, again, the question is really who's the better special teamer, not who's the better receiver or corner.
This will be an around-the-horn question for each of you. I'll start with you, Kevin, right. And give it about 15.
After this one, I got to right. After this one, I got to go.
If you can guarantee health and a breakout season for only one player all year, which player do you choose? And you don't have to choose Breeze. We'll just assume he's healthy and at his normal level.
Oh, God. Healthy and is at a completely rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Was Mark Ingram dinged up last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed a few games with a thumb issue.
All right, I'll take Mark Ingram.
Dave?
I would take Colston. It would be awesome if Colston could have like a 1,000-yard, 1,100, 1,200-yard season. you know, that they're going to need somebody to step up on offense and at receiver, and I don't think anybody's really expecting Colston to be that guy. So if they could get that out of him in addition to some of these younger guys and Cooks, I think that would be awesome.
Andrew?
Keenan Lewis, and it's not close.
Ooh. I'm going to say C.J. Spiller. And I thought about Keenan Lewis was my second choice, but they need Keenan Lewis. I mean, not Keenan. They need C.J. Spiller to be phenomenal. If he's not phenomenal, I fear this offense is going to go to levels of pedestrian that we've not seen under the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era. Dave, do you think Jerry Jones is behind the continued leakage of Gallette info to add him to his problem children?
No, but if this whole thing shakes out with a suspension and him getting cut from the Saints, I would think that Jerry Jones would be the first guy on the phone, probably.
Andrew, Delvin Bro, solid defensive back or Canadian spy, hell-bent on the destruction of our way of life?
I'm going to say somewhere in between. I don't think he's going to be awesome. I think the OTA hype is just that.
Shut your mouth.
But I think he'll be better.
He's been awesome.
I think he'll be better than Marcus Ball turned out.
People got mad at me when they tweeted out about Kikaha beating Pete like twice in a row. And I was like, oh, does it mean Kikaha is awesome or Pete is terrible? Oh, the mixed messages of minicamp. People got mad at me for making that joke.
Well, how so?
I don't know. They were just mad. They're like, you're so negative. I'm like, what do you want me to do? we talked about it earlier, Don. He says,
we still love you, Ralph.
Man, Don Tanaka, he says, when can we expect the Junior Gallette sex tape to drop? It'll drop on Periscope probably next week. let's see.
You know, I think a big question, to go off topic for a second here, you know, that Andres Pete, where does he fit in with this offensive line? Does he start over Streif? Is he kind of brought along for a year as a backup?
Yeah, he's brought along for a year.
Okay.
I think he's brought along for a year, yeah.
I think I agree.
How long until we end up getting the Junior Gallette versus Kimbo Slice strap match?
Oh, God. That's a Kevin question. Where's Kevin when you need him?
This is a serious question, Dave. Who do you see the division coming down to? I think the Panthers have not improved. Atlanta might improve. Bucks could be a sleeper.
I think the whole thing's a crapshoot, really. Really is too hard to tell. Atlanta's always has a good team. They got a lot of talent. They should be.
Atlanta has a good team. They've won 9 games in the last 2 years.
What are you talking about? Didn't they go to the playoffs 2 years ago?
No, 2012. Man.
They've won 9 games in 2 years.
They still have a good team.
They pipe crowd noise into their home stadium and still can't win games.
They still have a good team, and I know that both of those years they were very shocked and surprised to have.
You remember how bad the Saints' defense was last year? The Falcons were the only one worse.
I know. I get it.
Here's the thing that would worry me if I was an Atlanta fan.
Let's please not compliment the Falcons, all right? Can we at least enjoy the fact that they've sucked for the last 2 years?
They've sucked the last 2 years, and they've had a lot of injuries on offensive line. But their skill position guys, Matt Ryan, Roddy White,
have
been healthy. What happens
well,
to
not
that?
Julio Jones wasn't but, 2 years ago.
That's true. I take it all back. That's about it for questions.
Amon Abdullah had like a bunch of questions, I thought. Didn't he?
Robert, I see it. I answered a ton that Robert had. I see a ton from Kevin Murphy.
Didn't Sir Gumbo have some too?
Yeah, I asked two of him.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh yeah. What would the value in Vegas for over under on the actual age of Junior Gallette?
On the actual age?
Yeah, he said I would say 6.
I'll go under.
I would go.
Wait, that's way too old. My 5-year-old is way more mature than Junior Gallette.
Well, I mean, the thing is with Junior Gallette, I mean, he did get kicked out of Temple. Like, He's still that guy, you know?
Yeah.
That's I think it for questions. We've been going for an hour anyway, so thanks for. Oh, one last one. Who do you think plays more, Dave? Bunkley or Kevin Williams?
I still think Bunkley.
John Jenkins, baby.
Final question, and then we'll get the hell out of here. If Junior Gallet doesn't play or lead the Saints in sacks, who leads the Saints in sacks and who's second? Dave?
I guess Cam Jordan. He should be up there. And who's second? Man, I don't know. I don't want to like hype up Kikaha. I would say
Anthony Spencer.
Yeah, I was thinking. I mean, I was gonna go get a little crazy and maybe say Stephon Anthony.
Yeah. Andrew.
Yeah, I gotta go Kikaha. I think he leads the team. I think he leads the team in sacks. I'm going all in.
Wow, you're going all in.
Cam Jordan, number two. Yep.
Will they have 20 between them?
No, they will not.
Ooh, that's a bad sign.
I think they'll have about 16 between them.
Ooh, that's not a good sign. Do you realize the 2000 Saints had?
I mean, that's what Gallet and Cam Jordan had between them last year, right? 16.
Sucked last year.
Do you realize the Saints the last 2 years I think have had 66 sacks combined? I think they had 34 and 32. No, they had more than that. But the 2000 Saints had 66 sacks in a season.
Yeah.
That was with Leroy Glover, right?
Leroy Glover, Joe Johnson, and Darren Howard each had at least 11.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Ridiculous.
And that team couldn't do any better than they did.
No, because their secondary was horrible, and they were an injury plague.
Yeah, mess. Was it Mark McMillan? Was he a starter on that team?
No, that team was like Fred Thomas, Oldham, Darren Perry was at safety. I mean, that Sammy Knight.
Oh, yeah. Chris Oldham.
Might have been like the second return of Ashley Ambrose for that team. Like it was that team. That secondary was like really bad. So anyway, go to Canal Street Chronicles, Dave. He might be working on a collage as we speak.
Of Junior Gallet's junk.
You can go to Saints Nation. I helped Andrew rate Superdome food last week. I think that was Andrew.
Yeah, you love the nachos.
I love the Dome nachos.
Big fan.
I'm a huge fan. I'll be having them.
Cannot agree with that.
What?
Can't get on board with that.
What?
Ralph's mouth is watering at the thought of nachos in September.
Oh, my God. I'll eat them, and then I'll regret it again for 8 months. So, go to Saints Nation. Go to Canal Street Chronicles. Find Kevin on OKCupid. And remember to donate what you can. We need to raise funds for the upcoming football season so you can have good audio and you can continue to download this podcast. Whatever you can, 50 cents, it all helps. So for Dave, for Kevin, for Andrew, I'm Ralph. Until next week, be well.